Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy. I am a supervisor, and how can I help you?
Yes, Cindy, I was talking to you. Remember, this is Lauren Elardo, and I had to hang up because I had Target on the other line about these charges. Okay, I have dates for you.
Okay, one moment.
You ready?
No, I have to pull up your account first.
I don't have an account. That's the question. Who put the account?
One moment.
I'm glad I got back to the same person at least.
Okay, I was able to locate an account. And then if you could verify for me, please, your address.
7944 Exeter Circle West, Tamarack, Florida, 33321. And I never received anything.
Okay, one moment. Now, the phone number, do you have an alternate phone number other than the one you're calling in from?
Yes, I have a landline, 954-748-7597. And
Okay.
whoever made these charges only put my first name. They didn't know my last name.
Okay, that's the
That's
phone number that we have on the account is your
the
landline. I have your email address as lalardo@comcast.net. One moment. Okay, so it looks like you completed a survey or entered a contest for a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
No, I did not.
Okay, someone in your home might have done it.
No, they're only my husband and I. He's 79 years old, I'm 77. No.
Well, age doesn't have anything to do with it, though.
I understand, but he doesn't even use the internet. And no, I don't even like the brand of Dyson, let alone to enter a contest for
Did you complete a survey or enter in a
it.
contest, though? Because all of
No.
the information that we have on the account is your information.
Yeah, I know. And guess what? My bank, my mortgage company for my house was broken into in May also. And they got Social Security numbers, not just names.
I
So
see. I'm
don't
so
tell
sorry to
me
hear
this is
that.
right. I've got to get this taken care of to the tune of $179.67. One, two, three charges.
I'm not able to
April
refund
2nd.
all three. I'm not able to refund all three charges because all the information on the account is your information.
Oh, come on.
I could refund the most recent charge as a courtesy.
That's bull. That's bull. Okay, I'm going to call the Better Business Bureau. This is ridiculous.
Well,
This is
that would be
ridiculous.
unfortunate
I
because,
don't open
again,
an account with just the first name. Okay, how do you do that?
we don't have an account with just the first name. We have your first name and last name. Where did you get that from?
You just said the account's name was in Lauren. What's the full name on the account?
Is what you provided, Lauren, and the last name is Elardo.
That's because you
First name.
people asked me. You didn't tell me that was on the account.
We don't have to tell you. That's the information that's on the account. It's your first and last name, your
That's
address,
bullshit.
and also your landline. Let's stay professional. I mean, I know you're upset, but
I'm professional, all right.
I said that's
Okay.
remain professional if
Give
you don't
me
mind.
the $60 and I'm going to sue you for the other. That's it.
What I
And I'm
can
going to
do is
put
a
online.
courtesy.
What? Do the courtesy of what?
What I can do is a courtesy. I'm able to refund two of the charges. I mean, if I were able to refund all of it, I would, but I can at least refund the last two charges for the 31st of May and the 1st of May. Even though all the information on the account is your information, I still will refund the last two charges.
Okay, what two charges are you going to refund?
You bill three times. I can refund two of the charges.
What date?
May the 31st and May the 1st.
All right, so that's 5:30 was, let's see, 6:01 was that charge date. And 5-3 was the May 1st charge date. That's what you're telling me then?
Those are the two charges I am able to refund.
All right, I'll take those and I will get with Target on the rest.
Okay, I'm not able to refund the charges if you're still going to make a threat. I'll make a notation that...
I'm making a threat. I'm making a threat. I have to get with my credit card company to have them take care of the rest.
Well, that's right. So we'll wait till your credit card company contacts us.
For what?
So we'll let them know the information that we have on the account is your information. I'm not able to refund those two charges.
I
can only refund
charges.
The two. I can only refund the two charges if you are confirming that you're not going to consult your bank or credit card company for the remainder. If you are, we'll have to wait until they contact us.
They canceled my card.
Have you already disputed the charges?
Pardon?
Have you already disputed the charges with your bank or credit card company?
Yeah, but they're closing out my account so that no more charges could go through.
Okay, so you've already disputed the charges with your bank or credit card company?
No, they told me.
Okay.
I want credit for those two. Okay.
Before I can credit the account, I just need for you to let me know if you've already, did you start any dispute charges for the charges that are on your account? Okay. One moment. One moment, please.
The two charges back. That's all.
This is all such baloney. I wonder how many people call the same complaints.
And don't get their money back.
I mean, we're talking about just under 180
I'm just processing the credits. One moment.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
No way, because I have more with other companies. Two other companies. These people had a ball with my card. And it was all health-related stuff.
Six fifteen.
Yes.
That's now. It's almost 6 o'clock.
Tom, it's only 20 to 6.
Quarter after 6 again?
Yes, quarter after 6.
Okay, thanks so much for holding. I was able to credit those two charges. And again, you do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing.
And they will be credited to that credit card?
That is correct.
3 to 5 days.
3 to 5 business days.
All right, today's only Monday, so Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday, that's 4 days, and Monday will be 5 days. So 3 to 5 days mostly this week.
3 to 5 business days, correct.
Right, yes. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is 3 business days.
All right, well, thank you for calling customer care, and you have a great day.
Okay, how will I have proof that you have made this refund? Will I get a note, an email, or something, and anything from you?
No, it takes 3 to 5 business days. You can check with, you can follow up with us Monday.
Okay. The fraud department?
No, anyone would be able to assist you. When you call Monday, they'll be able to tell if that credit has been applied back to your account.
Call Monday. Okay. All righty. 855-457-3040.
Correct.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer care.